Namaste. This is my pod talk number 11. Is karma like a snake and ladder game? In the 13th century of the Common Era, there lived a saint called Jnaneshwar. He lived in the region of Aurangabad in Maharashtra. He and his siblings were learned people at a very young age. He wrote a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the Marathi language. His work was called Jnaneshwari. He's also known for another wonderful work in Marathi called Amrita Anubhav. The great saint gave up his life at a very tender age of 21 years through Jivan Samadhi. Apart from all the writings, teachings and miracles, the blessed Sant Jnaneshwar is also credited for creating the popular snake and ladders game. The game was called Mokshapath, which means the path to moksha. Through this game, he taught people that achieving moksha or liberation can be achieved through right action. The ladders in the game signify going upwards in the process of karmic evolution through good virtues and deeds towards moksha or liberation, while the snakes signify dark karmic abysses that people fall into due to wrongful deeds, words and thoughts. However, the truth is that karma is not completely like the snake and ladder game. A person who has risen to a higher position in the process of karmic evolution does not necessarily fall down again for committing a wrong deed unless it is a very serious one. It can be gleaned from the Bhagavad Gita that people who have evolved spiritually, karmically and intellectually are relatively enlightened. They usually do not commit the sins that are grave enough to send them into a dark abyss to the bottommost levels of karmic evolution, which forces them to start all over again. There are many common questions about karma that people have, which Arjuna too had. He was indeed blessed to have all his questions answered by Bhagavan Krishna himself, but we too are extremely fortunate because we have the possibility to learn through the Srimad Bhagavad Gita the great divine knowledge that Bhagavan Krishna imparted to Arjuna. Many people who are around 30, 40 or even 50 years of age are so deeply engrossed in impermanent worldly matters that they are hardly interested in spirituality. However, all of a sudden, they find themselves in new situations or come into contact with people who show them the path to spirituality. This is certainly the result of the past karmic level where they had stopped advancing in the previous jhana. Once the Atman finds its spiritual bearings again, the learning continues and the journey towards the supreme goal progresses. Question 1. Why don't people remember all that they learned in the previous jhana, and why do they have to go through the entire learning process all over again? Question 2. What happens to a person who has fallen from righteousness in a jhana? Does the person have to undergo all the pains and sufferings again? Here is the answer to both questions. Spiritual learnings are never forgotten because that is knowledge for the Atman and it causes the Atman to evolve. What the Atman learns raises it towards the supreme goal. On the other hand, all the languages, sciences and the abilities that people learn are what the physical brain learns, and it is destroyed at the end of one jhana. However, whatever knowledge one acquires with extremely deep dedication and devotion gets fused with the Atman. This is probably the case with child prodigies in music, art or in math, who in spite of not having had any formal training, excel adults with years of education and training. The question Arjuna asked Bhagavan Krishna and the answer Bhagavan gave him can be found in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Now here is the part of the conversation between Bhagavan Krishna and Arjuna on this matter. Shloka 637. Arjuna said, He who is unable to control himself, although he has the faith, and whose mind wanders away from yoga, what end does he meet, having failed to attain perfection in yoga, O Krishna? 638. Fallen from yoga and meditation, does he not perish like a detached cloud, without any support, being deluded on the path of the ultimate truth, O Krishna? 639. Please remove this doubt of mine completely, O Krishna. There is no one else who can remove it but you. 640. Bhagavan Krishna said, O Arjuna, neither in this world nor in the next world is there destruction for him, because the one who does good, O my dear, never comes to evil. 641. After having attained the worlds of the righteous, and after having dwelt there for many years, he who fell from yoga is reborn in the house of the pure and the prosperous. 642. Or he is born in the family of wise yogis, which is a kind of birth that is very difficult to obtain in this world. 643. There his previous divine consciousness is revived, and he comes in contact with the knowledge acquired in his former body. He then works even harder in order to achieve perfection, Arjuna. 644. With the divine consciousness from the previous birth, a person gets attracted to yogic principles, as they will come to him even if he does not go behind them. Such a person strives for yoga and is steadfast in yogic principles. Remember, a person who has fallen from yoga or the path of self-realization is taken forward with the help of yoga towards his goal, which he left incomplete in the previous birth. However, some past negative karma may hold this person back from fully adopting yogic principles. 645. But the yogi who strives sincerely is purified of all sins, and he is gradually perfected through many births, and finally he reaches the supreme goal. 646. The yogi is thought to be superior to the ascetics, and even superior to men who have obtained knowledge by studying scriptures. He is also superior to men who are devoted to work. Therefore, be a yogi, O Arjuna. 647. Among all yogis, he who engages himself sincerely and with total faith in me, worships me, will be purified of all sins, and he will attain the supreme goal. There are two wonderful verses from the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita which immensely help devotees in understanding the importance of maintaining a steady mind, whatever be the situation. Bhagavan Krishna taught this to Arjuna even before going deep into other subjects. Shloka 255. Sri Bhagavan Krishna said, one who gives up all desires of the mind, O Arjuna, and when one has a purified mind and is in the pure state of the soul, he is called a man of steady consciousness. 256. He who is not agitated or disturbed, despite the threefold miseries, which are anger, fear and lust, or is not euphoric when he has comforts, and is free from attachment, fear and anger, is a sage with a steady mind. Karma is true. Past karma cannot be erased, but negative past karma can be easily outdone by adding more positive karma. Thank you. Stay blessed. Much love and affection. Jai Shri Krishna.